for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
A lot of our work and activities go beyond its borders.
That's Dan Loy, director of the Iowa Beef Center.
Yeah, the Iowa Beef Center is Iowa State University's extension program to the beef industry. We consist of a group of faculty and staff that work both from a research and extension standpoint to improve the vitality of the beef industry.
He says the Iowa Beef Center was established back in 1996, and the programs have been building through the years.
You know, our main program areas are things like efficiency and production management, cost management, which nutrition would be part of. But we also have major programs in the area of environmental stewardship. Today, water quality is an issue of concern, and we have several programs that are involved with the effects of beef cattle to work towards some of the programs that we're doing to help improve water quality. Also, animal care and welfare. We have a very active program on new and beginning livestock producers, kind of fostering the next generation of beef producers. And then the final area that we have active programs in is in adding value to the beef product, whether it's through genetics, nutrition, verified programs, and tracing the value of the beef animal through the various sectors of the beef industry.
He says if you ask a typical Iowa cattleman what sustainability means to them,
usually there's three things that they mention. The first one is something to the effect of leaving the land better than they found it. And that goes to things like soil conservation. You know, we sit on some of the most productive land here in the world. And a lot of it is, yes, in row crops, is used to produce corn for cattle feeding and for other livestock. But we also are in the top 10 in terms of cow-calf production with a very small pasture base. And that's because of productivity. And so some of the practices involved in land use decisions, you know, some of the land that may be in row crops shouldn't be in row crops, but it has very much economic value for beef cattle. Some of the other practices that are important in terms of improving water quality and crop production are things like cover crops. The beef industry actually incentivizes the use of cover crops because they have the ability to utilize those as forages.
That's Dan Loy with the Iowa Beef Center. And now with more cattle news on Ag Life, let's check in with Patrick Cavanaugh, who is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Kevin Kester, as we talk trade and NAFTA.
Because we do have a lot to lose if things don't turn out as expected on all these trade agreements. Because once the trade wars start with tariffs from all countries involved, then there's a lot of relationships, business relationships that get changed, and it takes a while to repair those. So we have a lot to lose, but I would urge everybody to keep calm and just analyze the situation, and we'll see what happens in a short time. We'll start having some answers.
We asked Kester about how the farmers and ranchers, the food producers, often suffer collateral damage when it comes to these trade wars.
We do. We have trade surpluses with agriculture to other countries in most cases, and so that makes us the first line of being a target for retaliation and trade wars. So that's just the way it is and what countries do. So we're always up close to the top of the list when it comes to retaliation. But again, I'm hopeful that at the end of the day, we'll come out on the right side of things and we'll be better for it.
And we'll switch gears now to something very important called the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef that the NCBA and others have worked diligently on.
And in fact, we are in the middle of a public comment period on the work that's been going on for the past 3 years from the industry, and we rolled it out for the public to review and give comments.
Kester describes where people can go for this public comment.
There's a link on the ncbabeef.org site. You can go to the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef and connect on a link there to make any comments and review all the documents.
Kester says it's important for people to comment on the sustainability of the U.S. beef industry.
A person should take the time to review the documents and see the data, and a lot of good information, and in my opinion, a lot of good things. We're moving in the right direction for sustainability and reducing environmental footprints.
That's NCBA President Kevin Kester. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.